President Bush has decided that Americans should be vaccinated against smallpox beginning early in the new year. His complete plan is expected tomorrow. The outline mandates selective vaccination to be prepared in case someone uses the deadly virus as a weapon. The general public would get access to the vaccine later. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The administration's top health officials laid out the elements of the smallpox vaccination plan on October 4th. But White House officials have been debating what to do all fall because this vaccine carries real risks of serious side effects and deaths. In an ABC television interview last night, the president was clearly aware of these risks.
I will have a detailed plan that the American people will digest. I think it ought to be a voluntary plan.
Phase one would begin early in the new year. Up to 500,000 civilian health care workers would get vaccine at their option. If an attack occurred, some of these workers would fan out to identify the first cases and vaccinate those who have been in contact with them. Others would be hospital staffers who would treat the first cases. States, which had to submit plans for vaccination this week, vary widely in their judgment of how many workers should be vaccinated. That reflects differing opinions within the public health community about the risks of the vaccine versus the likelihood of a smallpox attack. Also during the first phase, 500,000 military personnel would get the vaccine, presumably with less choice. In October, administration health officials argued for a second phase of vaccination. It would include around 10 million essential workers who would keep society going if an attack occurred. People such as police, fire and emergency personnel, transport and public utility workers. It's not yet clear whether the president has accepted this recommendation. The toughest decision is what to do about the general public. President Bush has apparently decided to hold off making vaccine available to the public until the Food and Drug Administration licenses a new vaccine. That's not expected until early 2004. The new vaccine may pose less risk because it's grown in laboratory dishes. Current vaccines made decades ago come from vaccinated cows. But the new vaccine is also a live virus, so it could still cause runaway infections in vulnerable people. That could add up to at least 30 million Americans.
I don't think people ought to be compelled to make the decision which they think is best for their family. And what's going to be very important is for us to make sure that there's ample information for people to make a wise decision.
A new poll shows 2 out of 3 Americans are currently willing to get vaccinated against smallpox. But that may change once they know more. Richard Knox, NPR News.